But I do remember doing my first funeral and calling you and saying, what am I supposed to do? They didn't teach me that in seminary. And it came pretty early on in my first appointment. And that was helpful to have somebody that I could just call up and say, hey, help me out through this. Hold my hand a little bit.
Yeah, and what would somebody who hadn't been a PK do?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they'd have somebody they could go to or not.
Well, as Irma Bombeck used to say, we'd just muddle through.
Yeah. Then I can think of a couple other times where I called you, particularly one was after the Columbine shooting. That happened, and, what do I deal with it at church this Sunday? It's on everybody's mind. And then, of course, after 9/11, I had to make that same decision. What do I do? And I can remember you telling me about the Sunday after Kennedy got assassinated.
Yeah.
And that you didn't deal with it as directly as you should have, and it was on everybody's mind. And just to have that perspective, those are world events and certainly national events that are hard to address, and to have somebody to kind of help think that through with me was helpful.
Yeah, the Kennedy thing was what you're saying was, but there was something else underlying that, because it was that year that was the first time that really the Roman Catholic had a chance to become president of the United States. We'd never had a Roman Catholic president. And there was a lot of controversy about whether Protestants ought to be supportive of a Catholic running for president. Mm. So that entered into my decision. And as I pointed out to you, it was a wrong decision.
Yeah, yeah. And that was helpful.
Yeah, and I'm glad it was helpful on the flip side for you.
Yeah.